AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Plans to execute the only woman on Georgia's death row in an hour are proceeding as planned, now that a parole board has once again denied clemency to the 47-year-old woman.
In 1997, Kelly Gissendanner had a boyfriend who suggested she divorce her husband, but she pushed him instead to kill him, say prosecutors. Douglas Gissendanner was forced from his home and made to drive to a remote area where he was stabbed to death. The boyfriend, Gregory Owen, who killed him, is doing life and is eligible for parole in 2022. Kelly Gissendanner was sentenced to death. Two of her three now adult children asked that their mother's life be spared. I'm Rita Foley.
Attorneys for an Oklahoma death row inmate are asking a state appellate court to reconsider its decision to allow tomorrow's execution to continue. Eight death row inmates have asked a judge to cancel their upcoming lethal injections in Arkansas, where executions have been on hold for a decade. They argue that the refusal of prison officials to reveal where they obtain execution drugs is unconstitutional. As Republicans in Congress try to build a case for cutting off federal funds for Planned Parenthood, the group's president testified today before a House panel for the first time since a series of secretly recorded videos were released. Cecile Richards said her organization does not sell fetal tissue for profit.
The outrageous accusations leveled against Planned Parenthood based on heavily doctored videos are offensive and categorically untrue.
The stock market stabilized today after falling 313 points yesterday. And Jimmy Carter plans to travel to Nepal this November to participate in a Habitat for Humanity project. Despite treatment for cancer that has spread to his brain, he turns 91 on Thursday. This is AP Radio News. Rock and roll and rhythm and blues singer Frankie Ford, whose 1959 hit Sea Cruise brought him international fame, has died of natural causes in Louisiana at the age of 76. Frankie Ford had sung since childhood. His adopted parents in Louisiana brought him to New York City when he was five to perform on the Ted Mack Amateur Hour. A gold catcher's mitt was placed atop his remains today, but on a day filled with stories from a lifetime in baseball, Yogi Berra was remembered for being more than just one of the game's greatest players. He was remembered as a sailor who landed troops on D-Day in Normandy. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.